like to welcome everyone to our annual Immaculate Conception School Christmas program. Jesus Christ is the reason for our Catholic school, and we're proud to do a religious musical every year at Christmas and again in the spring. Immaculate Conception School has 225 students in three-year-old preschool through eighth grade. We're proud to say that every student at Immaculate Conception School is included in our Christmas program. We welcome you. We ask God to bless you during this very special season. And now, here's our Christmas musical.
For many of these students here, this will be their first instrument they've ever played, and we've been working since September on it, doing an awesome job. Come in September and don't know how to put the thing together or what end goes where, and now we're playing songs. So they're doing awesome. We open up the band room three times a week during lunch. It's called jam session, so they're all allowed to come in. They have to practice for 10 minutes out of the book, and then it's free time. And so it really helps them. They do come in and just have a good time. They'll break off in sections and work on their songs. It's exciting to hear. Makes for a loud lunch hour for Mr. Mitchell, but it's awesome. So, and our last song with beginner band is Jingle Bells, and then the advanced band will be joining us on that song, and then we'll take over with the advanced band.
Thank you.
We had an interesting predicament this year with this band. We had, how many are fifth graders? Yeah, so about two-thirds of the advanced band only had 1 year of band coming into advanced band. That's tough, because we jumped to a much higher level of music at that time. We've pushed along, haven't we? Yeah. It's been awesome. They've kept right up with it. So great accomplishments this year in the advanced band.
Hello.
Hello.
And I'm Ben.
And we would like to tell you a story.
The story of the three Scrooges.
Ed.
Ben.
And
Ezra. Merry Christmas, Ben. Merry Christmas, Ezra. Are you ready to have a good Christmas?
Well, humbug to you, Ed.
Merry humbug. Merry humbug.
So, it's that time of year again, is it? Yippee, can you see my excitement?
Oh, what made you so grumpy? Everyone should be happy at Christmas time. It's a celebration.
Yeah, the celebration of the worst time of the year. When everyone goes wrong, it sings dreadful songs that just make me cringe.
I look forward to hot cocoa, warm pie, big meals, and presents. Lots of presents.
I enjoy presents too. My presents all alone in my house, away from all the madness of the holiday.
I can't wait to my presents and toss them aside. And complain what I didn't get what I wanted. Oh, look at this. I love it.
Oh, Ben, Ezra. I wasn't sure how to diagnose you. So that's why I called each of you in today to spend some time together. After observing you, I'm afraid I have some bad news for each of you. Ezra, I'll start with you. I'm afraid there's no hope. You are at the final and full-blown stage of the illness referred to as bronchitis. Currently, you have lost all ability to see the positive in anything related to Christmas. And this will eventually spread to all areas of your life to the point that you'll find joy in nothing. I'm sorry, but we didn't get to you in time.
Well, that just figures. I expected that. Bah.
Ben, good news and bad.
Yeah, I love good news, and I hate bad news.
You're in the middle stages of the illness. It's obvious that it has a pretty strong hold on you, but there is hope in that you can still say Merry Christmas.
Merry humbug.
Well, at least part of it. However, if we don't do something for you, it will continue to worsen and you'll become, well, just like him.
You mean I'll become old?
Very funny.
Ed, I have the most hope for you. I see the very early stages beginning to develop in you. Forgetting the real meaning of Christmas and focusing on the world's view. We need to act quickly and try to reverse the effects before it's too late.
Okay, Doc, what do I do? I mean, what do we all do?
Well, that's another reason I brought you all in. I am hoping you can help us find a cure by discovering the cause.
I know the cause. It's smiley-faced, happy-go-lucky, sing-songy people like you, trying to spread cheer. Bah humbug.
Yeah, people like you. Trying to tell people like me to have a merry humbug.
How can we discover the cause?
I want you to share your stories, and we'll try to trace the illness back to its root. Then I may have something to work with. Sound good?
I'm in. I guess I'm in.
begin with you, since you are the closest to the Anta of this moment. Tell me as much as you can remember about the Christmases in your life before.
Well, you see, it all started back in a small cabin in the woods.
Oh boy, here we go.
Perhaps we shouldn't go that far back.
I remember riding in a one-horse open sleigh to Grandma's house. The ride there was...
Was it over the river and through the woods?
Yes, yes it was. Once we got there, the smell of chestnuts roasting on the open fire greeted our noses, even before the bells on Bobtail had stopped ringing.
Please, go on.
Yes, go on. Get out of here, all of you.
We went inside, and Grandma had...
Snore and mistletoe? The presents on the tree?
Well, presents under the tree. She had the house decorated. All the family was around the table to eat.
Oh, I'm getting all warm and fuzzy just thinking about it. Bah, humbug.
Bah.
After the Christmas prayer, thanking God for everything, we ate and sat around the tree and listened to Grandpa read the story of Jesus' birth out of the Bible.
Good.
We passed out the presents, and I watched the each person open their gifts. When it got to me, I noticed I had only one gift, and it was smaller than the others. Someone commented that I must have done something really bad that year to deserve such a small gift. I don't even remember what the gift was now, because I focused on the remark the rest of the night. I still focus on the remark every night at Christmas.
You mean, after the kiss? That's not fair. In fact, that's horrible. No wonder I don't like Christmas.
Now you're talking.
So I learned early on that I better try to be extra good so I can get presents. I don't think that is true, but it seems to happen a lot. It even made me wonder if I have to earn God's gift too.
Oh, how sad and unfortunate that this happened to you at such a young age and left such an impression on you. I see it started to change your view of all good things. I think we're getting somewhere.
Of course, you would all go somewhere.
Are we going somewhere? I hope the winter wonderland, a place full of snow and coldness, and a bunch of screaming kids running around like...
We're not going anywhere until we figure out how to reverse this to humbug ice. First, we have to hear from you two.
He's right.
He's right.
I wish he had left.
Scripture in Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. about Christmas that has made you act the way you do? Well, at least part of the time.
Well, I had a similar thing happen to me when I was Ev's age. And I try to keep on the feeling of Christmas, you know, the holiday. Later in life, that excitement was rekindled, and I had children of my own.
You mean there's little versions of you running around here? How wonderful.
You were saying?
I was saying that when my children were little, I loved the look in their eyes when they opened the gifts. It warmed my heart, and it made it all appreciative. And as they got older, they didn't seem as excited about the gifts I gave them. They began to grumble and complain if they didn't get what they wanted, or if the gift was the wrong color, or size, or style.
Oh, how sad.
See, I could barely hold back the tears.
But it hurt me, you know? And then I just lost the excitement of Christmas. And so I just didn't give... I mean, I can't compete with the other people. So why did I bother?
Yeah, why bother me anymore?
Please, let him continue.
Like I was saying, I want to like Christmas. I don't want to be this way. I want to love Christmas. Christmas. Oh, it's no use.
Yes, it is. There must be some way to stop this from getting worse.
Doctor, you're definitely onto something.
I wish you would all get on something and ride away from here and leave me alone.
Perhaps if we try to do the opposite of what hurt each of you, we may have a chance of reversing the illness. I really need to hear from Ezra to make my final determination.
Great. If my future depends on him, then there really isn't much hope, is there?
Hang in there. I don't think everyone is unappreciative when they get gifts at Christmas. Let's see what Ezra the Geezer has to say.
Jesus Christ is our King.
Well, it's your turn, Ether. What can you tell me about your past that might help us?
I'll tell you about my past. I wish I'd passed right by this place and kept driving. That's what I can tell you.
Please, Ether, try to think of something that may have happened to you to make you like this.
Must have been something really bad to make them like that.
Christmas used to be fun when I was young and surrounded by friends and family. I barely remember looking forward to it, but I think I actually enjoyed it back then.
So, what changed?
Besides the color of your hair and your waistline.
Very funny. Wait until you get older. So as time went by, it seemed that people got busier and busier. People had less time for other people.
I bet you like that, since you don't like, well, people.
I wasn't all this way until the gas prices went up. I used to call my family and get them to come over for the holiday. I guess presents, baking, shopping, decorating were all more important than with being near someone that was,
yes?
Lonely and needed others.
I knew there was a soft inside there somewhere.
I did too. You can see me half his belly.
I lost hope that anyone cared anymore, so I closed my door and my heart to the holiday.
It does seem that everyone is so focused on having the perfect holiday, the time it was with friends and family has suffered. That used to be the highlight of the holiday, but now it's a casualty.
Wow, I had no idea that happened to you. I can't blame you for saying the humbug all the time. I would come and visit you. Maybe then I would be good enough to get nice presents.
And I can give you both presents as long as you promise not to complain.
I don't want anyone around, especially at this time of year.
Ah, humbug.
With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Okay, thank you all for sharing. That must have been really difficult to relive all of that pain. I'm glad you did. Now we can try to help.
How?
We have to reverse the illness by reversing your experience and your thoughts about it. Eb, we'll start with you.
Yes, God?
You don't have to earn your gifts. Remember what the Bible says about God's gift of salvation to all humanity. Just be the you that He wants you to be, and that is good enough.
Here, have this, just because.
Ben.
Stop that.
Ben, you need to change the way you give. Don't give expecting anything in return. Give like God did with Jesus. His gift was rejected and even killed by those who gave it to Him. But He did it anyway. The joy is in the giving. Give is unto the Lord.
I'm sorry I complained about your gifts.
That's fine.
Now, Ezer. Oh, Ezer.
I know. There's no hope for me.
I think there is. God says He will never leave us alone. So once you get to know Him, your loneliness will leave you, and you may actually enjoy people enough to go out and be a blessing to others.
Someone need a hug.
I'm reminded of a story of love, for God sent His only Son as the best gift ever, free to all of humanity. He just wants us to accept this gift of Jesus, to be thankful, and to love Him back, and to share that love with others. Not only at Christmas, but all throughout the year. Jesus is the reason for the season, and we are the reason for Jesus. Why He came to earth, lived, died, and rose again. Now He wants to be the reason for our every breath.
As little children, you would dream of Christmas morn.
Thank you.
is the reason for our Catholic school. And he's the reason we're all here tonight. And we proudly proclaim that. I can't tell you how inspiring it is to see these faces here and then see all our parents and grandparents and other friends of the school gather here together tonight. It's just wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling of community. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Mr. Mitchell, who is our music director, who has written, accompanied, and put all of this together this evening. What a great job. Our pastor, Father Ed, who not only is our pastor, but he's in charge of technical effects and all special effects, who has helped us with this and all the lighting and things that go with it. Our teachers who have helped in so many ways gather this together, and most of all, our performers. So, thank you. Jesus is the reason for our Catholic school, and that's the reason these children are here today, and that's the reason we're all here today. God bless you. Merry Christmas.